Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the podcast by Coco and Daltz. We review movies, we review films, we review TV shows, we review cinema. And we also do books and music. So I'm not Coco.
And I'm not Daltz.
And this week, what are we going to do, Coco?
This week, we're reviewing Criminal, a Netflix original series. It's four seasons, but each season takes place in a different European country. So you have the UK, France, Spain, and Germany. Each season is only three episodes long, which is really nice.
Yes.
And obviously, because it's called Criminal, it's about cops and bad guys.
What?
And each season each episode is a different case, so it's not like one case spread out over three episodes. And all the action for the entire episode in all four seasons takes place in the police station. So you've got the interrogation room, you've got the room on the other side of the two-way mirror from the interrogation room, and then you've got kind of like the hallway outside and like the elevator kind of entry area with the vending machines, which in all four seasons get quite a lot of action.
Yes, they do.
So that's the basic gist of it.
And so we're in Germany, Spain, UK, and France.
Yes.
And the way we watch them, so you turned me on to this, Coco. I had no idea about this. And you had watched it, I think, purely because all four series, seasons, whatever you want to call them, they were all released at the same time, and they were all released on your birthday. So I think that's why you watched it.
They were. I actually was unaware of that. I knew they were released in the fall, but one time when Daltz went back to Canada, I was just kind of flipping around on Netflix trying to find something to watch, and Criminal UK popped up as being recommended for me, because Netflix thinks that all I watch is crime shows and British shows.
Which is true.
And this is a British crime show, so it fit the bill doubly. And the first episode has David Tennant, also known as Doctor Who, as
its special guest star.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like David Tennant, and I like British shows, and I like crime shows. So I was like, this is 45 minutes. Sure, why not? Mm-hmm. And so I watched the UK season, and at the end of that, because I knocked it out in 2.5 hours, it said, Netflix also recommends Criminal Spain, Criminal France, Criminal Germany. And then when the quarantine started a couple months ago and we were dying for new stuff to watch, Dalt said, hey, why is this show called Criminal France in your watch list? And I was like, hey, let's watch it. And then we ended up binging all four seasons.
And so all these seasons, they are performed by actors of the native country, native language. So the Spain version is obviously Spanish actors. It's all in Spain, Spanish, I should say.
And the cops are the same cops for each season. So the British cops stay the same in all three episodes. The Spanish cops stay the same in all three episodes. Like maybe like a new team member will randomly come in at one point. But for the most part, there's a lot of continuity in the main cast, quote unquote main cast.
And there's also for each one of these countries, episodes, seasons, there is a police chief, for want of a better term, and there's a chief detective, and there's the assistant up-and-coming person, and there's like the tech guy, and there's a couple of other randoms. So the characters are very similar in each one of the countries, but it's sort of like the equivalent in each country. So whatever that happens to be, that particular title. It's kind of like Law and Order without the law. Or the order. It's sort of like in between Law and Order. It's the, we've caught the guys, we think we've caught them, and now we're going to gather enough evidence to convict them. So there's no chase in the streets, like Coco said. There's three scenes. There's no like iced tea cozying up to somebody saying, are you sure you want to do that? Like there's nothing like that. And then there's no court scene or anything like that afterward. It's just the potential criminals coming in there. And for the most part, we are assuming that they are guilty. So you're coming in here and you're like, okay, how's this guy going to weasel his way out of this? Or how are the cops going to find out how he did it in such great detail that he incriminates himself and we can close the case? What did you think of the series overall, Coco?
So I enjoyed it because I like crime shows, as previously mentioned. I actually, France and Germany, I thought were the two strongest seasons. Mm-hmm. The UK and Spain, I thought were the weaker seasons. The UK just kind of fell apart for me in the final episode, even though the first two episodes, like I said, the first one guest starred David Tennant. He had a huge role. Mm-hmm. The second episode guest starred Hayley Atwell. She had a huge role. They were incredibly strong. And I think they kind of masked some of the deficiencies with the other characters. Mm-hmm. And then in the third episode, when you didn't have that really strong guest part, it kind of fell apart for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So France and Germany, I thought, were much better done. They had really strong, believable characters. They had really interesting plots for the people they were interrogating. I enjoyed it. And I liked that it was only three episodes. Right. So it's not, you can knock out all four seasons in
very
one day.
Easily. Well, like, we did it very quickly too. We binge watched them in a couple of days or over a week or something like that. Like,
yeah,
it was very quick for us.
Yeah.
Considering all the other things we have going on in our lives, we were able to squeeze in Criminal. But I watched it, I believe, France, Spain, Germany, UK in that order.
And I rewatched the UK with Daltz because I had watched it previously in the fall, and it was even more glaring how deficient the final episode of the UK season was after watching France and Germany. Like, then it really kind of, I was like, wow, this is really not.
So that's interesting that you gave it a second chance. You weren't dazzled by the UK, and that was the only country you saw, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you thought, well, let's give it another shot, and you liked the other ones. It actually was worth your while, I guess, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I always plan to watch the foreign, quote-unquote, like the foreign language ones.
Right.
And I just never got around to it until we find ourselves in quarantine with nothing else to do. And then Daltz wanted to watch the UK version because he hadn't seen it. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll watch it again. Like, I don't, you know, like I said, David Tennant and Hayley Atwell, mm-hmm. they were fantastic. And then the third episode, it was just completely ludicrous. Like, yeah, the plot developments were insane.
Yeah.
And yeah, so what did you think, Daltz?
I liked all of them. I agree with your assessment on the strengths. I think I liked France and Germany. I liked Germany better than you did. But they were all really good. Like, when you said the UK was the weak link, I agree with that, but it was still really good. Like, David Tennant was really good in that first episode. I believed him. Like, even though I've seen a lot of Doctor Who with him in it, I believed his character in that. He made me believe that he was dodgy. Overall, I was trying to categorize what this is. Like, it's not really a psychological thriller, this series.
Right.
It's not really a crime. I mean, it is crime, but it's not like in the traditional crime, you know, whodunit, as in you see somebody do something or you see the clues and then you see somebody putting together. It's all in your mind. Like, it's all the characters talking. It's all the dialogue and through all the mannerisms of the suspects and everything like that. And also some of the younger detectives trying to make a place for themselves in the police station, police squad, and the politics around that. So there's some of that involved. And there's one of the countries where the boss lady is involved with a younger detective and
right.
sort of on the sly. Mm-hmm. And so the personal stories are there, but to me, they're not. Like in Border Town, in some of those episodes, the personal stuff just became too overwhelming. It was just too much. It was like, as a percentage of the episode, I was thinking, I don't care that much about this particular person. I want to see more crime solving.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that. I didn't have that same reaction with Criminal. I was like, yeah, this is a good balance here with the with the personal stuff and the criminal stuff. But I just thought it was fascinating. I was really blown away by how well you can do something like that with just purely with dialogue and three sets.
Mm-hmm.
And the acting, I think I mentioned this to you as well when we were talking about it, when we were watching it, is that I don't know any of these actors really other than David Tennant and maybe a couple other peripheral British actors, but you couldn't see anybody acting. Like, it was very convincing. And maybe that's because I didn't know these. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was more convincing because I didn't know the actors. But in a situation like that where you're trying to be like a crazy, you know, millionaire guy who's trying to get away with a murder or something like that, there's probably a tendency to go over the top a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see that. I didn't see, the acting was very restrained.
I mean, for like the first 10 minutes, David Tennant just said, no comment.
Right. He just sat there. He just sat there. And he was like almost underacting in some ways.
Right.
But I love that, as I mentioned many times in the podcast, is that some of the best acting is without words. Some of the best acting is just looks and expressions and gestures and that sort of thing. And subtle, too. And that's when you're captured in this like little fishbowl. So you're in the examination or the interrogation room, I should say. Everything is magnified, right?
Uh-huh.
Everything is, you know, there's, you know, if there's a car driving by or something like that, then then you notice it. But I was blown away by it. I think that I like that better than Border Town, and I liked it better than Valhalla Murders, which were two crime series that we binge watched.
Which we have recently reviewed. Go back and listen to those podcasts if you have not.
And that's not a slight against them. Those were both, I think, valuable viewings. Maybe not Border Town three seasons all in one week like we did or whatever.
That's a lot.
That was a true binge watch. But what else are you going to do in this time? But I definitely recommend this one. I recommend, for the reasons you mentioned, it's short-ish. And there's not very many of them there. So there's 12 episodes total.
Yeah.
And you can bang that out pretty quickly. It's a pretty rewarding binge, I think.
And I did also like that in, I don't remember this specifically for the UK or Spain, but with France and Germany, they brought in some history from that country.
Right.
So in France, one of the suspects she wasn't the bomber, but she was involved in the Paris nightclub bombing from a few years ago.
Right.
That was a huge deal. And in Germany, in the first episode, they talked a lot about the wall and how things were separate for so long. And like one of the cops had grown up in the East and he was talking about suddenly the wall is down and everything is great, but not great because people in the East are used to one thing and then people in the West are used to something else, and it was a hard adjustment. And he said, even now, 30 years after the wall has fallen, if you meet somebody from the East, they don't have to say they're from the East. You just know, like the way they talk and their mannerisms and stuff, you can tell. So it was really, really interesting that that history was brought in those two seasons.
It was a real sort of glimpse at the cultures of those two countries and those two cities. And that's why I liked France and Germany better, because they seemed deeper in terms of the content, in terms of what I got out of it. I've never been to Germany. I've been to parts of Europe, but I've never been to Germany. So I don't really know the situation there, but I can only imagine what that's like in a unified Berlin. Mm-hmm. And you have people that are, they were definitely Western. Like the conflict there was the one guy was from the East and one guy was from the West, like you said. And the East guy said, "Oh, you guys from the West just think all you can do is come in here and buy everything up," or something like that. Like it was the capitalism versus the communism, and it was more than just a criminal case. And that's what I liked. I liked especially like you said about the France version as well. It's like these are things that people are living with in these particular countries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just dropping in the same story into different countries.
Right.
Like, oh, how are we going to treat this murder and then have four different solutions to the murder? It was actually culturally relevant and culturally sensitive topics to, it wasn't just a straight up crime. I was fascinated by those two episodes in particular.
And I also liked that there was ambiguity, like not just in some of the cases themselves, but a lot of times with crime shows you get a lot of very black and white,
right.
And that's not the case frequently
in real life.
So there was usually some ambiguity with the cops themselves. Like at the end of the Germany series, the camera suddenly cuts off when a pregnant lady who had just been physically assaulted gets this look of shock on her face and looks down at her belly, and the camera cuts and you don't know, like, oh my God, is she starting to have a miscarriage?
Right.
Like, or did she just
cliffhanger,
drop her phone and, she's upset. And at the end of the British series, somebody has been busted for drinking on the job and now perhaps the entire unit is gonna be disbanded because of this one person's bad deeds, and you don't know what happens. That ends on a cliffhanger. And you also don't know what happens between one of the junior cops has a crush on the senior, like, head of the unit.
Yeah.
And at the end, they go into the room and you can't hear what they're saying, but you can see them through the two-way mirror. And you can tell he finally gets around to asking her out and she kind of leans back a little bit.
Yeah.
And you don't know if that's good surprise or bad surprise.
Right.
So
yeah.
I like that there was a lot of ambiguity through the seasons, and you don't get a neat, tidy wrap up of, oh, and now they hold hands and they walk off into the sunset together. And
they get in the elevator and ride down to their cars.
No pun intended.
Remember elevators?
Right. Remember going out in public? I wonder what, interrogations are like in these days. Right. Like, you know.
They're doing it by Zoom. Right. It's a Zoom call.
Right, totally.
Hey, like, I can't, you're on mute. I can't hear you. No, you got to unmute it.
I'm on Zoom with my attorney getting interrogated about this this issue. So,
and if you're like, you know, you're getting convicted or accused of a serious crime and there's like crime going on behind you or something like that.
Right, totally.
Yeah, I just got to go. The windows are smashed here and we're stealing TVs and right. I'll be right back.
Gonna go loot. And I realize I'm just Zoom looting. I'm just completely taking over this episode. But one completely superficial thing that I liked was that the lady cops were not completely gussied up all the time. Like the
except in France.
Well, in France, she looked sharp because they're in France.
On.
But she was wearing Vans.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's one thing that totally annoys me about American cop shows is that the lady cops always have heels on, even if it's like a stacked heel boot, which would be easier to maneuver in. I know you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
But and at 3 a.m., they show up to the crime scene and they've got the perfect blowout and the perfect makeup. And the France lady was gorgeous, but she's wearing Vans with her suit. And I'm like, yes, that is a cop.
That's
like
practical.
That is practical. Yes. None of this like heel stuff for this lady, even though she's in France and she should totally probably be wearing the heels, but I'm like, no, that is, I'm down with this. That was when I was in. I was like, yep, I'm buying into this.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, aren't all four of the chief detectives or whatever the roles were, they
yes.
were all women, right?
Yeah, all four of the heads of the unit or whatever they are, they're all ladies, yeah. Which we didn't even notice until after we wrapped up the final season. And then I was like, oh, yeah, all the lead detectives are women. Yeah. So I guess that's a good thing that nothing was made of the fact
right.
that, I mean, in France, something was made of it because of her age.
And she was new, too.
And she was brand new.
Yeah.
So there was like some resentment. And in Germany, there was a little bit of resentment because the lead detective was basically from internal affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And she had kind of come in to oversee them because there was some suggestion that the guy from the East who'd been a cop for like 40 years was kind of being pushed out
yeah.
a little bit. So
yeah.
There was some resentment there, but not necessarily because she was a woman, just because anybody he would have resented in that
yeah.
role, you know.
And like you said, it was great that they didn't draw attention to it. It was like, oh, look how magnanimous we are and making the women in charge. Like, it was just natural. It just flowed natural. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's also good that we didn't, like, every episode, oh, the woman's in charge.
Right.
Oh, the woman's in charge. Like, it just didn't. To me, you shouldn't notice that kind of stuff. It should just be mm-hmm. the way it goes, right? It just should be natural. But like you said, at the end of it, it's like, oh, yeah. That was very interesting. I thought it was well done from start to finish. It's just
mm-hmm.
really I would totally binge watch a season two or whatever they would happen if they revisit or
right.
if they do like Criminal Estonia.
Right, Criminal Sweden.
Right, like I would love that for our one listener in Sweden.
Criminal Italy, like yeah.
Criminal Russia, like I mean.
Oh man, that, oof.
Like one interrogation room and.
They're just throwing bottles of vodka at people. Like. Yeah, that would be, I would, yeah, if they wanted to do more of these.
Criminal Australia. Like, I mean, the possibilities
yeah.
are endless. Like, maybe
mm-hmm.
they don't go back to those four countries.
Mm-hmm.
Criminal, like, what would criminal Canada look like, do you think?
Oh, geez.
It's like, I can't lie, I did it.
Why'd you smash the window, eh?
Oh, geez, well, I had to get in and get some beer, eh? The brewer's retail was closed, eh? I'll let you off. Don't do it again, okay?
Oh, the LCBO closed too early, eh? Oh, jeez.
To my Canadian friends, I apologize because I'm Canadian.
Yeah, Daltz is Canadian, so he can make fun of his people.
What would the American would be criminal? I mean, we've had so many shows that it's not really a new thing to
yeah,
think
no.
about.
It'd just be somebody going into a station and shooting it up. You know, I mean, that's
kind of what I was going for.
That's like Criminal America right there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
On that happy note.
So out of, you want heels up or heels down? I don't know.
Yeah.
Pen caps up?
I mean, give it two Vans up.
Two Vans up? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I give it, you know what? I'll try to better you.
Uh-oh.
I'll try to top you. I'll do two high-cut Vans up.
Oh, wow.
How's that?
Even, you know I ragged on the UK and Spain to a lesser extent, but they're still worth
right.
watching.
Right.
It's not like France and Germany were A++++ and those two were just like total crap.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I mean, they're still worth watching. And like I said, it's three episodes. They're under an hour each. It's it's still worth watching.
There are all these shows, we should mention that they're all done by the same showrunners, so there's a there's a consistency there in approach. But the, like I said earlier, all written in the language of the country that it's supposed to be, by people from those countries, and you can tell too. There's an authenticity there that I really liked, and I would say two high cut Vans up.
And it was really interesting to see, even though it's still Western Europe, so you still. There's still some consistency in police procedures in Western nations. It was too funny to see, you know, in like Spain and the UK, somebody would be like, I'd like a break. And the cops would be like, no. Yeah. And in Germany, the guy would be like, I'd want a break. And they'd say, okay. And the guy would like go down to the end of the hall with his smokes.
And, in between questions too. Like, so he gets a chance to think of his answer as he goes out and has a smoke. Like, and it was very stark.
Yeah, and they're like, well, there's nothing we can do about it. He's entitled to a break. And I'm like, I want to live in Germany. Civil like, that's awesome. Yeah, like, holy cow. You know?
Yeah. Like, let me think of an excuse for why I happen to be at the murder scene.
Right.
And I have no alibi.
Yeah. So one of the reasons why we're reviewing Criminal now, even though it came out 9 months ago, is because we are also in the process of watching White Lines, a Netflix original series that was just released about 10 days ago. And we'll be coming to you with a review of that very shortly. So stay tuned. If you're interested in crime shows, you're interested in British shows.
Or if you're interested in Coco and Daltz.
Which I hope you are, because you're listening to this. Wherever you find your podcast, that's where we are. We're on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, and Google Play. If you want to suggest anything for us to review, drop us a line. We are at cocoandalts@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at cocoandalts. You could even check out our website at cocoandalts.com. There's a theme.
Wow. It's pretty organized.
Yeah, totally.
It's pretty linear.
We are not remotely organized, so it's amazing that we were able to get that username for all of our stuff.
So what you could do, actually, is just type in Coco and Daltz into your Google machine, and then just go from there with a plethora of content, because there's no other Coco and Daltz.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
No.
I mean, I don't think we actually did a search for it. We were just like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah.
Flying by to the seat of our pants.
So we are wrapping up with another crime show, and the next one we're going to be doing is probably going to be a crime show. So after that, maybe we'll do beach blanket bingo or something like that.
We have talked about having a special Canada Day blowout episode on July the 1st, so chickadee, check that out. Subscribe to us so that pops up in your feed first thing on July 1st.
Or maybe we'll do like an airplane movie review or something like that.
Do we have to?
Or Anchorman.
Oh, I haven't seen Anchorman.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe something like that.
All right, cool.
Just to lighten just to lighten things up a little bit.
So for another week, I'm not Daltz.
And I'm not Coco.